Sherryville is being represented by veteran women's rights attorney Gloria Allred. Ville says Cuomo visited her, her husband, and son in her home after it had been damaged by a Lake Ontario flood in May of 2017. She says the governor grabbed her hand and later kissed her on both cheeks, something she did not give him permission to do. She says it made her feel uncomfortable in her own home.
He leaned down over me and kissed my cheek. I was holding my small dog in my arms, and I thought he was going to pet my dog, but instead he wedged his face between the dog and mine and kissed me on the other cheek in what I felt was highly sexual manner. I wasn't expecting that at all. He said, "That's what Italians do. Kiss both cheeks."
Ville says she is also Italian, and while family members kiss, strangers do not. And she says she knows the difference between an innocent gesture and a sexual one. Ville says as the governor left her home, he told her she was beautiful, and she says she felt Cuomo was coming on to her. She says what happened next was even more unsettling. A few days later, a member of the governor's staff contacted her and left a voicemail asking her to attend an event. She says she felt uncomfortable with that and she didn't go.
The woman on the other end said Governor Cuomo was having an event in town, naming the place and the time, and asked if I'd like to attend. Notably, she did not say my husband and I or my family and I, only specifically me. I purposely did not respond to the invitation. I felt very uneasy about the call.
Ville says she's been afraid to speak out until now when other women have come forward. Ville and Allred displayed photographs taken from video shot by her son that show the governor kissing Ville. They also displayed a letter sent a few days after the incident from Cuomo on official stationery thanking Ville for the visit and an accompanying photo taken by the governor's office depicting Cuomo grasping Ville's hand. Allred says Ville is not pursuing sexual harassment charges or criminal charges against the governor, though she says a case could be made for it.
Technically, if a person touches another person with the intent to touch that person, it's a battery, civil, potentially criminal. We're not focused on the criminal aspect at all today.
Allred says for now, Ville wants to present her allegations to New York Attorney General Tish James, who's investigating multiple sexual harassment accusations against the governor. Most of the state's top elected officials have called on Cuomo to resign. Ville says she wants the attorney general to complete and report the results of her investigation first. Cuomo and his aides have said hugging and kissing is the governor's customary form of greeting people, and Cuomo has said he never meant to offend anyone with his actions. Allred says she is currently only representing Ville, but she would not comment on whether she's been contacted by other women with similar allegations. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.